Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is, have infants start eating grains earlier rather than later? According to a report in the medical journal Pediatrics, waiting to introduce babies to cereal grains might not be a good idea if you want to prevent food allergies. Babies who didn't eat grains until after they were 6 months old were more likely to develop wheat allergies, researchers report. Study author Dr. Jill Poole says many experts recommend introducing cereal grains between 4 and 6 months of age. She expected the new research would confirm the recommendation. For reasons that are not entirely clear, food allergies are becoming more common among U.S. children, affecting an estimated 3 to 6% of all children. Wheat allergies are among the top 5 allergies. Other top allergies are for egg, milk, soy, and peanut allergies. There has been debate about when to expose babies to cereal grains, which are typically the first foods that babies eat after breastfeeding. Some specialists recommend cereal grains be given after 6 months of age, while others advise that they be given between 4 and 6 months. For the new study, Dr. Poole enrolled more than 1,600 children and followed them through the age of 4. Just 1% of the children, 16 children, developed wheat allergies. But the study revealed that children who were first exposed to cereals, wheat, barley, rye, and oats, after 6 months were nearly 4 times more likely to have developed an allergy than those who first ate cereals at an earlier age. The risk of wheat allergy also went up by 1.6 times if the child was exposed to rice cereal after 6 months of age. The risk increased by nearly 4 times if a parent or sibling had asthma, eczema, or hives, the researchers found. Why would it matter when babies eat cereal grains for the first time? Experts say the immune system may react when a child has an allergy. Some think waiting to give food to a child could give the immune system time to become mature and develop. The study findings seem to question that theory, suggesting that perhaps the body's immune system needs to see the food protein earlier to know it's not something harmful and it shouldn't react to it, notes Dr. Poole. Dr. Kevin Murphy, a pediatrics expert, believes that genetic factors also play a role in the development of allergies. Dr. Murphy calls the new study excellent and says it confirms the advice of the American Academy of Pediatrics: introduce cereal grains between 4 and 6 months of age. When starting solid foods, give your baby one new food at a time, not mixtures such as cereal and fruit or meat dinners. Give the new food for 5 to 7 days before adding another new food. This way, you can tell what foods your baby might be allergic to or cannot tolerate. Begin with small amounts of new solid foods, a teaspoon at first, and slowly increase to a tablespoon. Begin with dry infant rice cereal first, mixed as directed, followed by vegetables, fruits, and then meats. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.